the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, more than 75% of all mental health conditions begin before age 24. That's one reason why college is such a risky time for students' mental health. To shine a light on this issue, Missouri State University will host its first-ever Impact Summit College Student Mental Health Conference on campus this spring. It will take place from 7:50 a.m. to 4:50 p.m. May 2nd in the Plaster Student Union. I'm Emily Yip. Dr. Thomas Lane, MSU Dean of Students, and his graduate assistant, Emma Wessel, join me today to discuss mental health and why such a conference is important. Lane.
According to the national data on campus suicide and depression, one in every 12 college students makes a suicide plan. In Missouri alone, suicide is the third leading cause of death for those aged 10 to 24. As Dean of Students, I've certainly seen an increase in the number of students who are struggling with their coursework or struggling with their personal relationships due to depression or anxiety, and they're having difficulty moving forward with their academic success, struggling with those mental health concerns.
Wessel highlights the struggles some of her peers face.
I think a lot of students are unsure as to how to kind of name what they're feeling. And because there is kind of this rise in mental health issues, there's not quite the same rise from professionals either. So there's this weird ratio happening. So students are struggling, but they don't know how to get help or how to even verbalize what they're feeling to get help too. So I think it kind of makes them feel a little stuck.
The goal of the conference is to bring the mental health conversation to the forefront.
As Missouri State University's Dean of Students, I've directly witnessed the impact that one's mental health can have on a college student's success. And also am acutely aware of the importance that conversations surrounding mental health can have in helping remove stigma and improve hope. And so, Emma, Deborah Biggs from NAMI Southwest, and also Rhonda Leslie, who's the director of the Counseling Center, we were all having conversation together about how might we expand this conversation surrounding this important topic of college student mental health. And we thought, as we were having our discussions, that a conference might be a good way to begin forwarding the conversation.
The conference includes three national keynote speakers: Kevin Hines, a brain mental health advocate; Allison Mulman, founder and executive director of Active Minds Incorporated; and Mike Vini, a leading mental health speaker. There are also 30-plus educational sessions.
These are going to be presented by a diverse population. We've got some students presenting. We have professionals within the Missouri State campus, but also professionals outside in the community, plus other higher education professionals. So I think there's going to be a good dialogue happening about college student mental health.
Anyone who works in mental health or is simply interested to learn more about college student mental health are encouraged to attend the conference. This includes students, faculty, student affairs professionals, licensed counselors, medical staff, and more.
As a planning committee, we had a lot of conversation about what expected outcomes would be for our attendees. And so we really hope they come away with four things. The first is to achieve a better understanding of important issues and concerns surrounding college student mental health. The second is we hope attendees will learn more about best practices and strategies and research pertaining to the topic of college student mental health. We hope there's going to be lots of opportunity for people to network and make connections with others that are interested in this topic. And finally, we hope to create awareness of statewide, local, national, campus resources surrounding college student mental health.
Several organizations have made the conference possible. Among them are Missouri Foundation for Health, Chartwells, Burl Behavioral Health, NASPA 4 West Student Affairs Administrators in Higher Education, Community Foundation of the Ozarks, Ozarks Technical Community College, Partners in Prevention, Springfield Greene County Health Department, and NAMI.
The Impact Summit was selected by the NASPA 4 West Regional Association to be their spring critical conversation program, highlighting the importance of college student mental health, and so we were really honored to receive that designation.
Registration is $80 and is limited to the first 300 attendees. To find out more, contact Lane at 417-836-5527. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.